It's the Big Show on 3BA 102.3. More music, more variety, more Ballarat.
A couple of weeks ago, as a matter of fact, about a month ago, I feel like now, because of a COVID lockdown, we started the noodle run here at 3BA's Big Show in aid of the Soup Bus. And we're wrapping it up this morning, and the founder of the Soup Bus on the line once again, Craig Skeps. Good morning to you.
Oh, great morning to you, PT. How are you?
I'm very well, legend. What about you?
Yes, very well. Thank you, mate.
That's good to hear. Now, we're wrapping it up today, and not even a COVID lockdown could stop the Ballarat community from being so generous in their support of the Soup Bus, who in turn support the homeless around Ballarat. And, mate, we have got a bucket load of product to bring up to the Soup Bus a little later on this morning.
We're very excited. I've seen the photos, and it is just outstanding. We're very, very happy, very impressed.
Yeah, our foyer is absolutely chock-a-block, and a big thank you to Paddy Shaw out at Shaw's Cycles for being a collection hub as well. Paddy dropped a heap of stuff into us the other day, and also to Sharon and her team at Coles in Sebastopol. I've been out there twice now, Craig, and collected nearly three trolleys full of not only canned meals, but more in particular the noodle cups and bowls as well, which is fantastic. Fantastic.
Yeah, it is just wonderful. I mean, we've been put under a bit of pressure in regard to the non-perishables, and to do a massive restock such as this was just super excited because, the cold weather, this time of the year, there's a lot more urgency in regard to the need, and so to be able to accommodate that need is just wonderful.
Yeah, and I also had a message from someone, actually Shell got in touch with me via Facebook, and she said she's got some stuff that's hygiene products like toothpaste, shampoo, deodorant, and she asked me if that is okay, can we pass that on for the shower bus, because they're one in the same, well, they're not the same, you've got separates, but you are running the shower bus at the moment, aren't you?
Yeah, look, we are. We've managed to get the shower bus to, they hadn't been doing a lot of activity, and through COVID we got them to come and join us, which we've been wanting to do for a long time, and it makes sense that we would work together. So, yeah, especially last year when we needed people have somewhere where people could just even simply wash their hands.
Yeah.
So we've managed to do that, and they're running a couple of nights a week with us, and we run together, which is wonderful. So two things. We give out a lot of hygiene products, anything we have, of course, free of charge. And then, of course, we keep the shower bus stocked as well. And a lot of our drivers have been assisting there as well, which is really, really good. So, yes, absolutely. If that person is wanting to know how to go about it, they could even message us through the Facebook page, and someone will get back to them. Usually Trish will be able to assist in giving them a bit of guidance as to where they can possibly drop that stuff off. Yeah.
All right, beautiful. Hey, I've just had an epiphany, Craig. We've got the soup bus. We've got the shower bus. What we need now is the laundry bus.
Yes, well,
So they could strip off, do their laundry, and while that's happening, have a shower, then come out, get dressed, and have something to eat.
Yeah, we'd almost need a bit of a sauna bus too, wouldn't we? So they can they can stay somewhere where it's a little bit warmer. But that discussion has been had many a time, and we are looking into ways. Some of the agencies have facilities where they can launder their clothes, but yes, we certainly are looking all the time at ways to make things a little bit easier for the people that need that help. Yep.
Let's wrap this up. The noodle run has finished for this particular period of time, and it was going to be a one-off thing, but I've just got the funny feeling, Craig, that I might just make this an annual thing, just quietly.
Oh, I say bring that on, PT. That's
would that
wonderful.
Be all right?
We've been absolutely. Absolutely.
I know we're coming, we're what, 27 days away from the end of winter, but perhaps what we might do each and every winter is just go on the noodle run for a few weeks and garner up some stuff for the homeless around Ballarat.
Fantastic. I look forward to that. And it can only get bigger and better. But gee whiz, I tell you what, you've done an outstanding job this time round for a one-off.
Well, all I've done is put it out there, Craig. The Ballarat communities are the one who have responded to this noodle run for the Soup Bus. And I want to say on behalf of my team here at 3BA to everyone out there that made a donation, thank you very much. It's very much appreciated.
Yeah, absolutely. I second that. And that's, I mean, I've been born and bred here, and that's what I love about Ballarat. Our community spirit is, you know, it's second to none. And every time we need assistance in any area throughout the community, especially areas of need, they just continue to show up.
Yeah, they do.
I love it.
Yeah. Craig, it's been a pleasure, mate, and I look forward to catching up with you very, very soon. Looking forward to getting up to the Soup Bus shed later on today and dropping off all the goods. And you take care, and we'll talk again very soon.
Thank you to you and everybody that's contributed. We're extremely grateful.
Craig Skeps, the founder of Soup Bus here in Ballarat, helping out the homeless.